it has to go to the consultants, and the consultants prepare the ER and the NIR and all of the items in regards to the habitats and what the changes to this development plan is going to, what effect they're going to have in relation to the habitats. So that takes about 4 weeks. Those alterations are then published, and that then goes out to public consultation, not on the full development plan, just on the changes, and they are out at public consultation for 4 weeks. That then comes back in, and then there's a report then done up by the CE. We have to adopt the complete works on the 27th of July. That then is sent to the OPR, which is the Office of the Planning Regulator, and the Minister for decision.
The meeting this week was a very lengthy one, a very detailed one. Every municipal district was forensically examined, and you couldn't go into the details of what was agreed in terms of potential variations. Important that people look at these variations because they have planning implications, they potentially have RZLT implications and several other implications as well. Important that people look at this and see exactly what this plan means.
Yeah, and in fairness, and it must be just that there's a core within the council now that have been through the plan a few times. It's not just about, oh, we'll zone this land, we'll zone that land. They are all getting involved in what is strategically important, what can be serviced, and where schools need development and where towns need development and where there's traffic implications. So in fairness to all the members, the items that were coming back were good planning, made good planning sense in their own areas. And they weren't just willy-nilly throwing, we'll zone this land, we'll zone that land. It was strategic and there was time spent on it. And there was workshops up until this. And today, sort of ironed out a few wee problems that we have. There's still other issues, don't get me wrong. But I think we are on the right path of getting it right.